You little shit. Don't you dare play dumb with me. This is the first time I've been able to talk to you alone in a week. I swear to fucking God that... No, Mom, everything's fine. We're just talking in here. We're not arguing. We're just talking about what movie we're gonna go to. Damn it, don't you fucking walk away from me. You're not hiding behind Mom this time. You have gone too fucking far, and you won't get away with it. I want an apology. At least an apology, and maybe some other things, too. No, Mom, we're fine. We don't need anything to drink. No need to come up. I guess maybe I'm a little thirsty. It's fine. I'll come get us both drinks. I'll get us drinks so that Mom leaves us alone. Go up to my room and wait for me. If you try to get out of this now, I will never forgive you. Do you understand me? Good. Here's your goddamn lemonade. How dare you call me a bitch? After everything you've done, I think I'm entitled to some anger. Really? You can't think of anything you've done lately to piss me off? I am so sick of your bullshit. Wait, don't go, you jerk! Fine, I'm calming down. I'm a little emotional about this. Oh, haha, you're so fucking funny. I bet you laugh about what you've been doing to me, too. Do you tell your friends about your dumb older sister and how easy it is to mess with her? To deceive her and make her do what you want? No, I don't mean that you're lying, per se. I mean, you tell me the truth about things, mostly, except for why you've been acting the way you have. Oh, you want examples, do you? Great. Fine. I can do examples. I have plenty of examples. Let's talk about how much you make fun of me, for starters. I know we've made fun of each other since, like, forever, but not like this. Not like how you've been recently. You've been mean. Well, okay, what about last week when I was going out with my friends to the club? You said that I looked really sexy in that dress, and then you just walked away, acting like you hadn't said anything. And then Mom and Dad came into the room, and I couldn't even say anything back. Oh, don't you lie to me. I know you were making fun of me. You've never, ever said anything like that to me before. Okay, fine. I've got another example. I was drawing, and I went to get something to drink, and I left my sketchbook open, and you picked it up and looked at it. Without permission, I might add, and you saw that I'd been drawing you, and you said that you really liked it, and you thought that I made you look perfect, and then you said I was incredibly talented, your words exactly. Oh, come on. You were obviously being sarcastic. There's no way that you would ever say anything that nice and mean it. Would you? Oh. I see. Well, it's not like you haven't done other things, mister. You have been trying to embarrass me. A lot. Okay, I mean, maybe embarrass is the wrong word, but you know what I mean. Okay, fine. I'll explain. You'd like that, wouldn't you, you jerk? I bet you really get off on hearing how much your dirty little tricks are affecting me. For starters, you've stopped even pretending to care about common courtesy and privacy issues. Yes, you have. No, you haven't violated my privacy exactly, but you've started leaving your door open when you sleep. Explain yourself. I guess it has been a little warmer outside recently. And Dad really doesn't like turning on the AC until summer really gets started, but you can't. Not anymore. I forbid it. Ugh. Because I said so, and I'm your big sister, so you have to do what I say. Don't you laugh at me. Fine. I'll explain why. Okay. Put yourself in my place. You get home, You're exhausted from college and work, and your stupid asshole boyfriend broke up with you so you can't exactly hang out with him. I guess I didn't really tell you about that. Thanks for understanding, but that doesn't change anything about what you did. I'm here, minding my own business, sad and angry and frustrated with life, and I'm just walking to my room, which, as you know, requires me to walk by your room, and what do I find but your door wide open? And there you are, laying on your back, sprawled out like some kind of Greek god. You have clearly been working out, and you're wearing, like, nothing at all except a tiny little sheet barely covering your... you know, and that's not the worst bit. No, the worst part is that you're so fucking hard, and you're huge, and I look at it and I can't help myself. I just can't stop thinking about it, about you. So I go back to my room and I get out my sketch pad and I draw you from memory. Usually I can't draw anything from memory, but you, I draw just fine. Every curve, every bit of hard muscle, the way your jaw sets when you're sleeping, the way your thigh looks, hanging off the edge of the bed so close that I can imagine running my fingers up it. It took me an hour to get you just right. And even when I was done, I was still so worked up. Never mind. No, I will not explain further. Anyway, I have other examples. You don't even bother locking the bathroom door anymore. Well, to be honest, I guess I'm not really sure that you ever did, but now that I've seen you, fuck. I had to see the rest of you. You have to understand what it's like, how frustrating it was to see the most perfect man, but then just have to imagine his cock. Your cock. It was all I could think about, so naturally I had to peek. I told myself, if he locks the door, then he really wants privacy, and I'll leave him alone. But you didn't, so you obviously wouldn't care if someone, you know, accidentally walked in on you. I was just planning on stepping in, making a big noise about how you should lock the door, getting a good look at your cock, and then leaving. I swear that was it. But I got afraid. I opened the door, but I did it really slowly and only a little bit. I was surprised that I could see you so clearly through the shower door. You didn't see me, though. You were busy. You were stroking that gorgeous cock of yours, and you were doing it so slowly, and you made these little noises, these grunts and growls. You were so fucking irresistible and manly, and your little performance was obviously meant to provoke me. You had to know that I was there the whole time. It's not fair. You just kept stroking it and making noises, and I would have been justified if I had just gotten in with you and finished you. That was how much you were turning me on, you asshole. I wanted to touch it and taste it, and God, it didn't matter, though, because you came and your cum got everywhere. There was so much of it. What a fucking waste. I could have been drinking it, or had it all over me, or, fuck, inside me. So I left after that, and obviously that wasn't going to be enough, not after I'd seen you doing that seductive little show, you ass. Come on, don't give me that. You knew exactly what you were doing the whole time, I'm sure of it. Otherwise, I'd have to be some kind of never mind. All right, fine. Maybe you haven't been doing it on purpose, but you've still been messing with me and teasing me and being so fucking perfect, I can't stand it. You're my brother, and I'm feeling things for you. I can't fucking stand it. Ugh. You happy? Are you glad to work your big sister up so much for you? Yeah, I didn't think you'd have much to say to that. Oh, and to add insult to injury, you told everyone at dinner tonight that you were going on a date. A date with some random fucking girl that you probably just met a few days ago. She's gonna get to hang out with you and go to a movie with you and be all over you. It'll be her eager little hands all over you and her pouty little mouth on your cock. And you'll come all over her tits. It's not fair, and I won't stand for it. You owe me. You owe me your cock, for starters. Don't try to hide it. I see how hard you've gotten from all the things I've said, you pervert. Just look at it. Fuck, I can see it throbbing through your jeans. It's a really, really great cock, you know. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of cocks up close or anything, but I've never felt anything like what I did when I saw it. I've never felt anything for anyone like I do for you either. It's real. I'm not just imagining things. Please don't keep teasing me, intentionally or not. It's been so hard to just watch you and not be able to touch you or kiss you the way I want to. And the idea of you being with another girl just makes me crazy. Come on. Just give me a chance. I know you prefer girls like me anyway. Curvy and artsy and maybe just a little bit crazy. Okay, well, you don't have to laugh that loud about it. Maybe I am on a little bit of an emotional roller coaster lately. It's tough. It's not every day that you fall for your brother. Yeah, I admit it. I have fallen for you. Completely, head over heels. I fantasize about fucking you and just being with you. Cuddling with you, even living with you. On our own, I mean. So, will you do it? Give me a chance, I mean. Will you let me show you how good I can be for you? I know it's wrong. It's forbidden, and if we get caught, it could ruin our lives. But I don't care. I'll take all the blame. I'm the older one, right? I should stop this, but I can't. On the other hand, I keep getting closer. And you're not pushing me away. You haven't said no. What if I just put my hand on your chest? That's innocent, right? There. That's not so bad, is it? And maybe both of my hands? Just touching you, being close to you. That feels natural, doesn't it? Let me help you take off your shirt. You can stop me if you want. There. Now I can touch on your bare chest. Skin to skin. Does that feel nice? Do you like your big sister's hands on you? You're so warm. God, just being near you and surrounded by your scent is doing things to me. Please, I need you so bad tonight. Just let me make you feel good. Give me tonight, and if you don't want me, I'll act like nothing ever happened tomorrow. I'll even leave home if you want me to. That's how much I care about you. I can't just watch you. I'd rather risk it all than never have a chance. All right. Good. Let me start by just like I need your tongue. Let me have it. God. Do you feel it? Can you feel it? That spark? It isn't just me, is it? You may not want to answer me, but... Fuck. You're so hard through your jeans. That has to hurt. Being all confined like that. If you want, I can take it out for you. I can make it all better, little brother. All right. But you have to promise me something in return. I want you to cancel your date. Just text her. Do it now. My hands feel so good on the outside of your pants, don't they? It would feel so much better on your skin, wouldn't it? All you have to do is take your phone and type a few words, and you can have that. That and more. Good. Good boy. Let me unzip and... Oh, God. It feels so nice. And the way you moaned was so cute. No, I mean it in a good way. I'm not making fun of you. I'd touch you any way you wanted if I was yours. So, do you want me to be yours? I know it's not fair that I'm doing this while I stroke you, but I need to know. I need to hear you say it. Should I stay and be your secret girlfriend? Or... should I leave, and we'll never talk about it again? I'll finish you either way, so you really don't have anything to lose. Your choice, little brother. I'm completely and totally at your mercy. You don't know what it means to hear you say that. I was so scared that you'd hate me or be disgusted by me. Well, you don't seem to be disgusted by my tits. Fuck, that's so nice. Just touch me while I stroke you. Go ahead, it's okay. Pull my shirt up. I'm not wearing a bra. There. Keep touching me. Don't be gentle. You can do whatever you want to my body. Oh, fuck. Yes, tweak my nipples. Do you like playing with your big sister's tits? Okay. I know I said I would jerk you off, but that's not gonna be enough. No, silly. I'm just gonna get on my knees and blow you. You put up with my smart mouth, so now you deserve to feel it wrapped around your cock, too. Your cock tastes so good. something about it. It just feels different than other guys. I could do this every day. Oh, God, that's right. Keep making those noises for me, baby. I love this so much. I want you to fuck me, but part of me doesn't even care. I just want to please you. You want me to go faster? Feeling impatient, are we? Oh, fuck yes. I can't believe it. Oh, the taste of my own brother's pre-cum. That's so nice. Yes, I'll keep going. I'll keep going until you give me all of that wonderful fucking cum. I want it so bad. I want you to use me. Do other girls beg you to use them? I bet they don't. That's okay. Your sister will always be ready for your cock. Fuck my mouth, baby. Don't be gentle. Just do it. No, don't stop. Keep going. I can take it. I want to take it. Do you want to come all over me? Do you want to give your big sister a facial? Yeah? Do it. I can feel you swelling. Come on. Come, baby. Come for me. Got it everywhere. It's on my face and my tits and in my hair. Do you like that? Do you like seeing your big sister covered in your cum? Maybe you'll think badly of me, but I love it. I never thought I would, but since it's yours, I love it. Wait, I have an idea. Get your phone. I want you to take a picture. I mean it. Take a picture of me like this. On my knees, tits out, covered in your cum. No, I want you to. I trust you. I know you'd never show it to anyone else. I just want you to have it. I want you to look at it when you wonder if I really care. Or if you've just gotten turned on and you need something to jack off to. I want to be that girl that you think of first when you stroke that magnificent cock. There. That wasn't so bad, was it? And you haven't even felt the inside of my pussy yet. Help me get cleaned up and then maybe we could fix that.